Okay, Rabosi, we're still on packet Dala. We're finishing off packet Dala today. And then Bez Hashem, tomorrow Bez Hashem, we'll start packet Hay and Vav. And then after this, we're going to go back to the Shirim on Kavod Onik Shabbos through July as well. So we'll take one step at a time. Okay, so we were pilpulling in the words of the Shagas Aryeh. That the Shagas Aryeh said if there's a shutfis between a Goy and a Jew, and then after Pesach they want to dissolve the shutfis, so then, so like this, the Goy's chelik is definitely mutter, because if you hold Yesh Breira, that means he got his chelik. And then his chelik is mutter. The Jew's chelik was a question. Because if you say Yesh Breira, that means he got his chelik, and that's going to be a chumra. So the Shagas Aryeh discusses, so maybe we could say, Ein Breira Lakula. In other words, usually we paskin by the Rabbanon's Yesh Breira. But that's only because Yesh Breira is usually a Lakula. But if you hold that Yesh Breira is Ein Breira could be a kula, because by Ein Breira you're going to say that the Jew got the Goy's chelik, so then that would be good. They would say Ein Breira, that was his kapha, the Shagas Aryeh, to say Ein Breira the kula, because Yesh Breira by Drabonis, because Yesh Breira is normally a kula. So, the last thing we were talking about is the Mekor Chaim. The Mekor Chaim is in the Sivas. So if you want to take a look on page 12.
You don't have one?
No. Page 12. So on page 12, the Biurim, that's the Nesivas. The Mogen HaElef is the Rav Aryeh Leiv Tzuns, and the Biurim is the Nesivas. So he writes, the Ode, it's on the left side, the first word on the line is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the end of the paragraph. The line that begins with Ein Breira. The Ode, in the middle of that line, the Echad Shabal Yishoel Ezechom Itz Mutalo. That was, if one comes to the Rav after Pesach, when they dissolved the Shutfus already. And he asks the Rav, so which chametz could I eat? The chametz by the Goy or the chametz by the Israel? They already split up the Eze chametz mutar lo b'hana im shel achel im shel Yisrael havi kabal yishal al shneim b'basachas. So if he's asking which chametz can I eat, that means he's asking on both sets of chametz. Should I eat the Goy's chametz? So he's including in his question the Goy's chelik, can I eat the Goy's chelik? Can I eat the Yisrael's chelik? Which one? I'm willing to buy it. Which one can I buy? So that's like asking on both of them b'vasachas, because you're just, if you just would ask, can I eat the Goy's chelik, and we could give him a tshuva on that, or he could ask, can I eat the Jew's chelik? But he's asking, the nusach of his question is, which chelik can I ask? That's called shnehem b'vasachas, because you're asking on both parts of the chalukah. And then we can't be, and then how can we be, there'll be a tarti tisasri to be mekel. So that's what he's asking. Te'echad shebol yishoel, eize chometz mutar lo b'hanoim, shel achum shel yisrael, havi kebol yishoel shneim v'asachas, v'yev shel lo hatir shneim. Because that's a tarti disasri. When you're asking shneim v'asachas, that's a tarti disasri. And therefore, we're going to have to be machmir. V'yev shel lo hatir shneim, tafil imbrei, manfshach echad osur, v'yech natir lo shneim. Tafil b'd rabon ki agavne imatir lo shneim.
So how should it be phrased the question?
So he should ask the question, can I eat the goy's chelek? Then he could come back later. In other words, the question was, you had a shutfus between a goy and Israel of chametz, and then after Pesach they dissolved the shutfus, and now he wants to know, could he eat? So the Shachas Aryeh says, the goy's chelek he could definitely eat. Even though maybe he got the Jew's chelek. But yesh breira, midrabanan. So it's mevura l'mefreya that he got his chelek. And then the Shachas Aryeh said, but the Jew's chelek maybe he can eat. Because if the Jew got his chelek, if you hold yesh breira, then that chelek is also bahana. Because it's chabesh shavuot l'mepesach. But the Shachas Aryeh's chap was that maybe, in other words, Midrabani, you say Yesh Breira, because that's the one, the Kula. But here, to say Ein Breira by the Israel is going to be the Kula, so then you could say Ein Breira. So the Makor Chaim says that that's only if you Shoel Zachar Zeh. But if you were Shoel Shnehem Bevasachas, so the proper way would be to go to the Rav and ask, can I eat this chelek? And then he'll give a psak. Then later on, ask him on the other chelek. It's boiling show, but if he asks which chelek, it means he's speaking about both chalokim at once. That's called tarti disasri.
But after the Yisrael gets his chelek, the Shachas Aryeh says that chelek is asr, meaning...
No.
You say
no, in other words, if you hold Ein Breira, that means that by the Israel's chelek, that means that the Israel got the Goy's chelek. So even though it's a tarti disasri, because basically what we're saying is that the Goy got the Goy's chelek, and the Israel got the Goy's chelek. Obviously that's not true. You can't both have the same chelek. But that's the din. Just like if you have a Shvei Shvilin, you have a mace on the one of them. You don't know which one. So we could paskin l'kula on each one if you'd go zachar zeh. Even though it's not true in the reality. But in halacha, we could paskin safek tumer, b'shus harabim, is l'kula in both cases. But if they come b'vasachas, then it's a stira. That's where the Stipler has a whole discussion in his first piece in Masechta Brachas. This is relevant now about tarti disasri in davening. You know, some people now, they have the 7 o'clock early minyanim. So in the frugal world today, they don't like that you have that minyan. So they want to have a plag minyan. So I'm against the plag minyan. Because like Rabbi Yaakov Havan pointed out, because the plag minyan, if you hold like the plag of Rabbeinu Tam, then it means Rabbeinu Tam's plag is you go an hour and a quarter before Shita's Rabbeinu Tam. So that means that the davening Mariv before plagged the Rabbeinu Tam, which is a bracha levatol. So if you hold, you're a gronik. I'm a gronik.
Most people here are gronik.
Yeah, so if you hold your gronik, so then you go full way with the gro. But it's difficult to say you're a gronik because the Shulchan Aruch didn't know from the gro. The Shulchan Aruch only holds from Rabbeinu Tam. Shulchan Aruch was a pure Rabbeinu Tamnik. He never held from the Gra. He never quotes the Shitas HaGra. And therefore, he holds. That's why I do. Rabbi Bleich told me, and I follow this, I keep 16.1 degrees after Shkia. The last Shabbos, it was 10.18. 10:18 was 16.1 degrees after Shkia. Rabbi Lach said to me, if you want to keep Rabbi Tam, you have to do... This is Rav Meir Posen. He was the one who mefarsim. Rav Meir Posen was lived in England, and then he moved to Kiryas Sefer. He wrote the Svarim on Mikvot. He was a big bucky on Mikvot. He's still alive. His brother is Dain Posen here in Washington Heights. And I remember Rabbi Peretz Posen was the third brother. He was a big Talmud Chacham. He used to learn in Beis HaTalmud in Brooklyn, and he would teach physics in YU. I used to take a ride with him back. I think Rabbi Sullivan sometimes would give the ride to myself and Diane Posen, Diane Posen's brother, Peretz Posen. He was the physics person here. So today people became pure Gronics, and they're gonna, that's why they make these minyanim to daven Friday night. They made it about 6, what time is it, 6 something, 15, 6:30, they're already davening Maariv then. And now they're doing it now during the week also. People are doing these. So So Rabbi Yaakov Havin pointed out, and I agree with him, that they're gonna be before Shitas Rabbeinu Tam for Maariv, so therefore, but you should know, the Michas Koyin says, and this is Rav Moshe Paskin this way, the 50 minutes Mikra Din in New York is even Rabbeinu Tam.
Doesn't make any sense.
But this is the Shita of in Amsterdam of the Michas Koyin. The Michas Koyin said that to see the three stars, the four meal is if you can't see the three stars. You see the three stars even before.
He must be holding that Shkia is like the Iranian.
But Rabbi Yaakov Hoffman Shlita, his sheet, and he's the only shul that does this. I daven in his shul Friday night. Now, see, my wife asks me, our pshara is that after Shavuos we make early Shabbos. I would like to make late Shabbos the whole time. She would like to make early Shabbos the whole time. So we make a pshara. Till Shavuos we make late, and after Shavuos we make early. But I don't do the super early. The super early I don't do, because I don't want to abandon Rabbeinu Tam totally. And therefore,
this past week he davened
Minchas 7:15. Why? Because he holds that like 40-50 minutes after Shkia is the Shita of Tzeis HaKochavim according to Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Minchas Kohen, and an hour and a quarter, hour and a half, and so is Manios, would make Plaga Mincha around 7:30, and therefore we daven after 7:30. We daven Maariv after 7:30, so we would have Mincha before 7:30, Maariv after 7:30, and then that would be a new sheet of Plag, not the regular Plag of the Gaon, and not the super Plag. So Lagabi, this halacha, I follow the Michas Kohen's Plag. But
Rav Moshe is the Minchas Kohen, right?
Yeah. And then also another thing you should know, there's another thing from the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says Pshat, what's Pshat in the Mishnah? Tfilas Erev Ein La Keva. So funny lashon. Maariv doesn't have any keva. All the other things it tells you exactly what time you can daven. The first Mishnah of the fourth parak. In Tfilas Erev Ein La Keva, Mishal Musafim Kol Hayom. So the Gros has a beautiful idea. Gros says, Ein La Keva means there's no Zman for Maariv. When is Zman for Maariv? If you can't daven Mincha anymore, that's the Zman. By default, that's the Zman of Maariv. So, therefore, some poskim hold that if you the whole idea of Tati the Sasri is not said on Friday night. Because if you Mekabel Shabbos between Mincha and Maariv, so don't you Mekabel Shabbos, you can't daven Mincha anymore, so Memela, it's Zman Maariv. And therefore, there would be no Tarti Desasri if there's Kabbalah Shabbos in between. So, even if a person would want to do the old-fashioned 7 o'clock minyan, which Rav Nosson Friedman, Zatzal, had the minyan in his... Rav Nosson Friedman was one of the Hashuvim here in the Heights, a big tzaddik. He was the benefactor for Camp Moshava. He lived here in the Heights, a very chashuv a person, big tzaddik. And he had the old 7 o'clock minyan in room 101. But
So prior to 7:15.
Yeah, prior to 7:15. So that's what the he says that if. But we're getting back to the chametz.
7:10.
But getting back to the chametz case, he says if you want to ask on the chametz, and you ask the Rav about the Goy's chametz and the Yisrael's chametz, but you don't ask him about Sachas, then possibly you could eat both of them. You could eat both of them because each one has a Pesach Leheter. In other words, you say, but if you ask for both, if you ask about both of them, then in other words, just like we let, well, that's the question of, if you have two, the Shrail and the Kuf test, the Rambam and the Rosh, about if you have three pieces, two are chazer, one is chazer and two are kosher meat. So the halacha is that you could eat, well, one person could eat all three pieces. The question is, could he eat it bevasachas or do you have to eat it zachar zeh? Even though lemaisa, in the end, he's eating treif. Vada, he's eating treif. He's eating all three. So the Rosh says, it doesn't matter, it's bottle. You could eat it. The Rashba says, no. You could eat all three. You could eat all three, but you have to eat them zachar zeh. And there's a Tosis Rid, it says no, that if you eat all three, then you definitely chayiv.
Don't you have to leave one meat your body?
That's a question whether or not. But Pashut says. You might have to throw away one or whatever. Okay, so that's the Makor Chaim. So back to Rav Palayev on page 22. It says, Gam, the last paragraph on page 22, left column. Gam say from Makor Chaim, Hevi Raya, the locus far as Hashagas Aryeh. No, not that piece, I'm sorry. Page 21, I'm sorry. The paragraph Omnam on the left side, page 21. Omnam be'ikir divrei Hashagas Aryeh, shehitir gam chel kol shel Yisrael achar pesach, tam embrary ish bemis larktas, moshe yer mekor chayim. Oda achar shabal Yisrael eze chomitz mutter lo hom b'hanoim, shol achar moshel Yisrael, havi kibar l'chol shnei b'vas achas. V'yav shalol l'hatir shneim. Feel him aim brayer man of shach echar oser. The hech natu lo shneim, kshabol yishoel lo shneim b'vasachas. Kmo kam kabi shnei shvilim. The metalim shneim, kshabol yishoel lo shneim b'vasachas. Zo svar nechona. So he likes that. Rav Palayev likes what he said. But the inference is that if you ask the Rav, you come twice. First he asked the Rav, can I eat the goy's chelik? After they, divided the chalukah, can you eat the goy's chelik? He'll tell you yes. Come back later. Can I eat the Jew's chelik? Yes, because it's not b'vasachas. So therefore, that's the discussion whether davening Mincha Maariv is also not. That's what the discussion in the Stipe is. Is that called Tarta D'Sasri? But there, the Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't daven Tarta D'Sasri. But that's a question whether if you don't do Bevasachas. So you're saying if you don't do Bevasachas, then you could eat both of them, even though it's a steer. Just like you could eat the three pieces of meat, even though one is Vadei Treif. Oh.
That's
bottle is different. Okay. Then let's take a look now in the Sefer Aryeh DeBei Eloi. On page 14 is the Shar Blot of the Aryeh DeBei Eloi. Like Svi Aaron pointed out, that's this. But the son-in-law of the Yismach Moshe. Yeah, I mean, the Yismach Moshe was the, Satmar Rebbe's great. So he starts off with the following. He quotes the Shagas Aryeh, then keep going on the next page. Shehisig HaMekor Chaim HaTorah Zechar Shedaito L'Hatir Gam Chelkol Shel Yisrael. Right, the Shagas Aryeh wanted to matir all the Chalakim. Right? Because they'll say, you'll say Yesh Breira by the Goy's Chalik, that the Goy ended up getting his Chalik. And you'll say Yesh Ein Breira by the Yisrael. Because if you say Yesh Breira, and then it'll matter everything. Shadaito l'hatik am chelchol shal Yisrael mitam de Rabbanan im Yesh Kula lo ma'ein Breira v'kalina v'amin ein Breira. Ben af savik de Rabbanan. So Mele can vor b'dvar divrei ha-mekor chayim. Hikshar ha-mekor chayim me'erivin dav lamed zayin. So the Gemara in Erevin, Amaretz Omer L'Chaver, and Amaretz tells, Amaretz is not Neman in Trumas and Maisus, so he tells the Chaver who is Neman, Kachli Agudas Yerek, go to the store and buy me some vegetables. But as he was going anyway, the Chaver was going to the store to buy vegetables. So the Amoritz said, oh, you're going to the store? Get me some vegetables also. So then he puts two bags of vegetables in his bag. And then he's going to keep one for himself, and there's one to the Amoritz. So Amikachli Agudas Yerek, Dim Ein Breira. So now the question is, so he bought the two, he gave a $10 bill, and he bought two bags. He doesn't know which one is his. Whatever, he's going to give one. He's going to give to the Israel, to the one he's going to keep for himself, and one he's going to give to the Amoritz. So how does it work? If you say Yesh Breira, then the one you ended up keeping was yours, and the one that the guy kept is his. If you hold Ein Breira, then we assume that the one that you kept maybe was the guy's, and the one you're giving to the Amoritz is, and the one you're keeping was you're switching. So what difference does that make? The main breyer tzarich la'as. In other words, question is: Are you allowed to give? are you allowed to give an ama aretz your chelek without being ma'isi? Normally, you're not allowed to give the demai to an ama aretz, because you're afraid he's not going to be meiser. So if you give your chelik to him, it's going to be a problem. If you give him his chelik, it's his chelik. You're not giving your chelik. So the Ein Breira, so if you hold Ein Breira, that means that I'm giving my chelik to the Amoritz. In other words, the two things I put in the shopping bag, because I bought for him and me, so if it's Ein Breira, I have to be meiser it before I give it to him, because I'm giving him my chelik. And I'm not allowed to give him my chelik without being meiser. The main breyer tzarich la'asiv lo min savik derabbanan l'kula. And you don't say savik derabbanan l'kula that it's irakas, so it's only derabbanan.
Is this a
mission
somewhere, or is it?
This is Erevin lamed zayin. The main breyer tzarich la'asiv lo min savik derabbanan l'kula. Came into l'havi hasam. So that's the Mekor Chaim. Look in the footnote on Kufman Beis. Chaim Shabbat Gemara Derotzal Hochiach Midivrei Rav Yosi Dein Breyer Midisfir Le Dam Aretz Amal Lechover Kachli Agudas Yerek Dein Atzarch Laser. So if you hold, you don't have to be Maaser. That means because you're holding Yesh Breyer. The main barrier is shlochos and those in chelchol amaretz. Also, liten la amaretz demai. Val zehik shem kor chaim kevin the havi isid rabbanon. Name the filum ein breira. Havi suffik. In other words, since the whole thing is only the rabbanon, and he said isid rabbanon, so even if you're going to say ein breira, it's still a suffix, so why don't you say it's a suffix drabbanon? In other words, so maybe you shouldn't have to be meiser. Because if you hold Yesh Breira, so then you don't have to be meiser. You got your chelik, he got his chelik. Fine. But if you hold Ein Breira, then we choshish that you got, but it's demai. And it's on a drabbanon. Tafil im Ein Breira. Have a suffix, a few hachin canas lean lakula. So why did we go lakula? So he says, so that's the Makor Chaim. Let's see the Makor Chaim inside. Let me see if I find it for you. It's the Makor Chaim. Look, it's on this page. I don't see it right now. Okay, he quotes it. So he says he sowed the Ari de Be'eloi. One second. Ah. Here, if you want to see it inside, it's on page 22. On the left side of the paragraph, Achein. Achein ma'ashaposa, you can see the paragraph Achein on page 22. Achein ma'ashaposa b'simen tzadi. Dafil chelik ha-megil Yisrael mutter mitam d'rabonon hishkul lomer imbrera mekilin lomer imbrera inkein hu hachanami chelko ha-megil Yisrael amrina imbrera l'kula ma'ashabiyad Yisrael hu chelko shal achu mutter b'hano v'tali b'tugu shabin rashi in the tosis v'kemin te imbrera have a suffix d'rabonon hu l'kula love you right, yeah. Tumum dvar ma'od, tamvur be'erivin, the amrina ein breira, fil b'drabanon, osir. If you hold ein breira, it's still going to be osir. V'lo amrina dhus sofik d'rabanon, gabi amar, sham l'chover kachli agud, shal yerek. Chayv osir after the d'may hikilu, fasam lo havi davar sheish lo matirin. In other words, if it's an isir d'rabanon, so we still say, if we say ein breira, I feel the rabbanon osir. The law meaned who suffix the rabbanon gamil on arts. It's still going to be osir. You see, with machmir, even if you hold ein breira, we're still machmir on the rabbanon. So he says, yisod. If you need the tires, hasagas mekor chayim, piakdom sheveis leel meshud marit, dein osim suffix the rabbanon biadayim. Whereas we don't make a suffix drabbanon l'chatchila biyadayim. So he says like this, that shechirch mehay arba, there was a boat, shetova b'chishto mishum d'chitim, the boat drowned and then they had the weed in the boat got mixed up. In other words, maybe the chaver could be makel that maybe, you know, it's ain't brayer, so it's still just a suffix, so maybe he shouldn't have to be mafresh. Why should he have to be mafresh? If you hold ein breira, so maybe he got his chelik, maybe he didn't get his chelik, so it's a suffix. So if you're giving a goy, the goy's chelik, you don't have to be mafresh. You give your chelik, you do have to be mafresh, but it's just a suffix. So why should you have to be mafresh? Why don't you say suffix the Rambanu l'kula? That it's a suffix, maybe you're giving him your chelik. So it's a suffix, and it's a dinder abanon. Can who did hachi echi yochel achover lusmuch atzmal suffix shema inu machlif shalob shal amar. That we can also suffix the abanon biadayin. So he's saying that you, by the fact that you're giving the goy, and you're not being mafresh, then you're doing a suffix the abanon lechatchila. In other words, you're giving him and you're not being mafresh because he's saying it's a suffix. Maybe it's ain't brera, but so maybe I'm giving you your chelik, maybe giving you my chelik, but maybe giving your chelik, and then I don't have to be mafresh. So why do we say you have to be mafresh if you hold ain't brera? Why don't you say suffix d'rabbanan and l'kula? The answer is, you can't do something. This is his big yisod. You can't do something to make a situation of a suffix d'rabbanan and then say we're going to go l'kula. You can't become vase. make a suffik derabbanan. That's the question that the Sfasemis had on the Toisus. Toisus says you can count Svira during Bein HaShmoshos because Safik D'Rabbanu L'Kula. So the Sfasemis says, but you can't do Safik D'Rabbanu L'Kula Chathchila. If it happened, it happened.
You're
right?
Doesn't
you're yeah. But you can't do a Safik D'Rabbanu L'Kula L'Chathchila. We came in every horse to Shum Hayasev Lamaris came into Mutu Allah Vasser, Harry Mutu Allah Chavish, and Allah Sofik the Rabban Biadim, Flimkor Lamaris built him Musar, Kach Tzarek Lasser. So therefore, so if you're gonna give it to the look at the bottom, he says Avopi Kuv Mem Beis, footnote Kuv Mem Beis. Probably the Moorish Armatois is the Maskan of the Rabban Yesh Breer who had been with my, for Pisha no seems suffered the Rabban of Chachila, the Rabban Yesh Breer who Mishum Sveka. Safka Yesh Breer and Breer. If you have came to Kvanifsa of the Rabban and Yesh Breer, Lof Hachamuku came to Hamavur, become Mokum, the Bidmai, Omanis Fake Sveka, etc. So then the question is, but maybe it could be the Shagasari doesn't hold from this. Because the Shagasari holds that you could, according to the Shagasari, you could, after Pesach, you could go to the Goy and buy from the Goy, and you can go to the Yisrael and buy from the Yisrael. Because of, and you'll be making, saying something to Rabban al-Kul al-Khathila. So, but it could, But the Ari Baby Lois Shita is you don't make Safik Drabban al Kul al Khathila. Which is an interesting yisod. Because normally you say Safik Drabban al Kul al Khathila, but the question is maybe that's only if it fell into your lap, the Safik Drabban. But to go into it and say I'm gonna be making based on like I'm gonna that's as fast as it's Kasha. How could Tosfos say you could count Svira during Bein HaShmoshos? Because Svira Bezmana says Drabanan, and you're going to say Safik Drabanan Lekula because Bein HaShmoshos is a Safik.
That's Tvinim.
Yeah. So the Sfasemis asks, but the Sfasemis apparently assumed like the Arya de Be'iloi, that you don't do that L'Chathchila. In other words, if I'm going to go and count Svira during Bein HaShmoshos, then I'm putting myself into the situation L'Chathchila that we say Safik Drabanan Lekula. So to put yourself in the situation l'chatchila to say something to Rabban l'kula that you can't do. In yochalachov lismo chalas v'sofik sheme inu machlof. But so that was his kasha that the Mekor Chaim asks on the Shagas Aryeh that he's going to be meiko on both chalokim. And he's going to say Yesh Breira one and Ein Breira the other. Because it's only the Rabbanan. But he's going to do it. He's going to. So that was his kash. Tumum Dvar Mod. Habik Dvaran Yamina Ein Breira. Afil B'Drabbanan. Osir. If you hold Ein Breira, even something is. That's the Rabbanan is Aser. That's why, that if you hold Ein Breira, and when you go now, you come back from the vegetable store, and you give the guy his chalik, you have to assume that you're giving him your chalik. And if you're giving him your chalik, then you have to be, even though it's a demai, you have to be mafrish before. If you're giving him his chalik, so it's his chalik, you don't have to do anything. But we say that you have to be mafrish, we're saying Breira, even though it's only the Rabbanan. So how could this? So he's asking on the Shagas Aryeh. So here also we're being makel on a Drabanan. Yamin Ebrei Afil B'Drabanan Also B'Lamin Dus Fake Drabanan Kamiyon Shachol Chov Kachli Agud Shogerik Dechayv Loser After B'Dmahi Kilu Hosam Lo Havi Dar. So that's what he says, that the Chelech HaMagil Yisrael's Mutter, Bitram the Rabbanon, Bekim HaMbrer, Bekim HaKhanam, Chelech HaMagil Yisrael Min HaMbrer, Kula, Mashmed Yisrael Hu Chelech HaShaldoi, Mutter Bahano, Vitalip, it says, Bekim HaMbrer, Havisofik, the Rabbanon, Hu Kula, etc. Filhochim, the Lohavid Ovin Shal, the Mutter, Mitame HaMbrer, Havisofik, the Rabbanon. Okay, so that's his Yisrael. You don't say Safik Durabanon Lakula Khathila. But not everyone agrees to that. I think Rav Abadi held not that way. They say you see Tosis disagrees with that. Because Tosis says you can count Sfira Lakhathila during Beit Shemashos. Because of Safik Durabanon Lakula Lakhathila.
Some say that because of Tzvimim.
Yeah.
But generally he does.
But so not everyone agrees to this Yisod. But it could be that you say something to Rabbanu L'kula is even L'chatchila. L'chatchila means you could even put yourself into the situation L'chatchila and say, I'm going to put myself into the situation and I'm still going to be Mekel because it's only the Rabbanu. As opposed to a situation where the Suffolk happened by itself. So now everyone agrees if the suffix happened by itself and then you're confronted by the situation, you could be mekel. But if you orchestrated or you put yourself into the situation when you didn't have to, you don't have to say sphere during Bein HaShemashos, you put yourself into the situation to decide to daven early, so you say you're serving suffix d'rabbanu l'kula chatchila. So Tosis in Menachas Samach Vav says you could do that, and the Sfasemis asks on him. So that's this machlokis, whether you hold from this yisod of the Ari de Be'ilai or not, that you don't say Safik Darabon and Lekula Lechatchila or not. Okay, so this is the interesting Shagas Ari about Shutfis. We're splitting Shutfis. Okay, so Be'ezr Shem, tomorrow we'll continue with the next packet. We've finished already the four packets. And Be'ezr Shem, tomorrow we'll start with packet number 5. Okay, I wish everyone a good day. Rabbi Alter, Rabbi Kesselman, Rabbi Avraham Levitt, and Joe Miller. Rabbi Harari's here. Rabbi Harari's here live. Hasn't been here in over a year live.
And we're in Mas 108.
We're in Mas 108. They told me
okay. For
sure for June we don't have to move. And July is a different story, but June, we could still stay. And Esti Levitt is here. Esti Levitt. Esti Levitt is here.
I could only say Niskev and Niskev and Nira.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, Rabbi Avraham, how's Esti doing?
Yeah, she's doing Baruch Hashem great.
Uh-huh.
How's Yehuda Leib doing?
Okay, Baruch Hashem.